the fire. And before that, we heard a pair of tracks that were recorded a while beforehand, but have some contemporary releases. One of these is a band called Private School, from which we heard Rock and Roll Radio. That was taken from the Vancouver compilation titled Vancouver Complication. You know, very easy title to say. And then we heard something from The Particles from 1980s Bubblegum with the track Tin Rand. Coming up next, we're going to be hearing some new music hailing from the UK, a group that's definitely getting a lot of press right now, titled English Teacher. They also got some notoriety after a track of theirs went viral on TikTok, but we're going to hear one of the other songs from their debut record, which is getting incredible reviews and a lot of attention. The album is titled This Could Be Texas. I would recommend it for fans of dry cleaning or of Black Country New Road. We're going to hear the track Nearly Daffodils and start this next set of Revolution Rock. from Trophy Knife, who will be playing this evening at the Fog Lounge here in Windsor, Ontario. The show actually starts right as soon as this episode ends, so if you're going to be out and about downtown this evening, you might as well go check it out. $10 at the door. They're playing with another great Windsor band, Bog Moss. Coming back from that set, we also heard music from Wine Lips from their latest release, Super Mega Ultra. We heard the track Derailer. Prior to that, we heard from Dial Up, a more obscure band that we've been playing a bit on the show, with a contemporary release of theirs, a self-titled debut record. We heard the track No Shame from that. Prior to that, we actually heard some music from Cloud Nothings, and it's been a while since we've heard it. It came out in the mid-2010s to release a number of fantastic records, and it's been a while since I've heard anything from this collective. They finally have a new album out, and it's in stores now, titled Final Summer. We heard the track Running Through the Campus. And we started things off with a new UK group. They are called English Teacher, and we heard something from their debut release, This Could Be Texas. Again, they do fall into the camp of a lot of these new UK bands coming out now that kind of mix post-punk and post-rock. If you can think of groups like Black Country, New Road, Squid, or Dry Cleaning, I think these are good touch points as comparisons. But there is something unique about this group, which I'm really appreciating, how they can have a very diverse sound and they use space really well on this recording. We heard their song, Nearly Daffodils, again from the debut record of English Teacher, This Could Be Texas. Now, if you like that UK group, you might want to stay tuned in to CJAM after 9 o'clock because we have Mark Casaubon up next with the Cowboys and Indies program where he does the best of the British scene, so you're going to want to tune in to that if you want to hear what else is coming out of the UK right now. And we're going to end off the show with a track from Drive Like Jehu's 1994 album, Yank Crime. I did say there was a lot of anniversaries on this episode, and this is one of them. We're going to be hearing something from what is now the 30th anniversary of this release. And we did play some stuff from Drive Like Jehu a while ago because, unfortunately, the guitarist and vocalist for the group, Rick Froberg, passed away at a very young age. It was very tragic finding out that news, considering some of the amazing groups that he helmed and I was a fan of and still am a fan of. But this is definitely amongst the cream of the crop, amongst the top of those releases. Yank Crime stands out as being a great post-hardcore record and a seminal one. If for no other reason than just what this group was able to do with the sound of post-hardcore and really shake up what was a very benign and very staid alternative rock scene at the time they were performing. So there's a lot of songs to choose from this 1994 record, but I'm going to choose one of the longer ones and what I think is one of the best, perhaps most definitive songs from the group, Super Unison, to end off this edition of Revolution Rock. As I said, stay tuned for more CJAM programming, including Mark Casaubon with the Cowboys and Indies program, and other great CJAM programming to take you through your Saturday night.